How much money can a high school kid make working a summer job? For Tom Gasco, he made enough cash to buy a new Trans Am. What did he do? His story is today's edition on The American Countryside.
It's an agronomic deep dive straight from the farm. Introducing Farming the Countryside, a new podcast from Andrew McCray.
Join me each week for a farmer-to-farmer conversation focusing on best practices to boost yields. We'll find out what's working and what's not in fields across farm country.
Ryan, was last year one of the first years that you used the micronutrient?
It was. I had bought a farm that was pretty poor, and I thought it would help to build up some yields on that farm.
Farming the Countryside with Andrew McCray is available wherever you access your favorite podcast, including iTunes, Google Play, and the new AgriTalk app.
Machine Repeat's having a huge year-end unreserved online dealer auction in conjunction with Big Iron. Visit machinerypeat.com/auction to start bidding now. Find that piece of equipment you've been looking for. Get yourself a great deal and buy it before year-end. Go to machinerypeat.com/auction to see what's for sale. Every piece of equipment sells absolute. Items are open for bidding now and close December 27th. Go to machinerypeat.com/auction. Unreserved, lien free, no buyer fees. Start bidding now at machinerypeat.com/auction.
Tom Gasco wanted to earn some money while finishing high school, so he decided to sell
Rainbow vacuum cleaners. I didn't want to ride the school bus my senior year. No senior boy wants to ride the school bus, so I wanted to buy a car.
He saved money all that summer back in 1979. He did well. He bought a new Trans Am.
I paid full price for that car. Nobody told me the price on the window was not the price you had to pay. So I'm laying out $100 bills on the salesman's desk with no idea I could have dickered the price down.
The company was so impressed they hired Tom for a new position right out of high school.
I went back to work for Rainbow, but now as the training manager. I was the guy who would train the new salesman. I have a way with words, and my mother had a Rainbow when I was born. So I grew up liking the machine.
And from there, well, the appliance was just a part of his life.
I've sold vacuum cleaners my entire life, and I've repaired them, and I've helped engineers to engineer better and better vacuum cleaners.
But that last item, helping engineer new vacuums, sounds like quite a task. We'll eventually get to that, but back to that summer of 1979. Tom just knocked on the doors of about 100 homes in his neighborhood.
By the end of the summer, everybody in our neighborhood owned a Rainbow. And most of them still have them. I mean, this was a very long time ago, and these people will usually have their kids drive them out here with the Rainbow for me to service because they still have it.
When he says out here, he's talking about the Vacuum Cleaner Museum in St. James, Missouri. Tom is today the curator of that museum, and he can tell you about much more than a Rainbow. He's worked on and sold many kinds and styles. And if you think a vacuum cleaner museum might be boring, guess again, because as you can probably tell, Tom tends to make this place a lot of fun. Our story continues as we travel the countryside, St. James, Missouri. I'm Andrew McCray.